Madam Deputy Lieutenant, Madam Mayor, Lord West, Governor, and friends. This was a Paul Keefe idea. And I hope everybody will be encouraged by what you've just heard Paul say. A local Bermondsey-born, Bermondsey resident who served in the services and who realised that one of the best stories of bravery from Bermondsey had never been properly told. And although it's taken Paul and those who've worked with him 5 years, I think we owe the inspiration for today to Paul, and I want to put that on the record, and I'd ask you to give him a big round of applause because it's Paul. And as he said, the other members, Martin and Ian and other members of the club, John, the chairman of the club has been totally supportive. Councillor O'Brien has been with us working with the council, and James Ball of Daniel Popper firm just up in Bermondsey Street, really, really helpful. So a small team has picked it up. But as Paul said very clearly, we wouldn't have had the engagement of the military and of the Navy without the real commitment of Lord West, but also of Trevor Starkey, who has been referred to. Trevor, who's a warrant officer based at HMS Collingwood, looking after the people who do the training for our Navy now and in the future, made sure that he put all his knowledge and commitment at our disposal. We went down and met them, we talked to the guys there, they entertained us, they looked after us. It was quite a heavy evening, I should add. You wouldn't expect anything else. Some of us had to get up at 4 a.m, which was only an hour after we'd gone to bed. But we had their full support, and the fact that we have Royal Navy in such splendid presence today, and the unveiling will be done by Lord West, I'll turn to him in a second, with the Navy supporting. We could not ask for a better respect by the Royal Navy of this century for one of the bravest members of the Royal Navy of the last century at all. We're privileged to have the band of the Parachute Regiment. We're privileged that Trevor, in a feat of almost daring, secured as the flag that is over the statue, the ensign that has come from HMS Victory in Portsmouth, which he took down on Trafalgar Day the other day. I haven't asked him who he asked permission to take it, but we have the HMS Victory ensign, and what could be more appropriate than that? I want to thank the Imperial War Museum, who are represented here by Diane Lees, their director, and all her team, and the team on the Belfast, which is part of the Imperial War Museum. And we're going to hear, and we're honoured, and it's an extraordinary achievement, at the appropriate point of ceremony, there will be a 17-gun salute by the Belfast in honour of Albert Mackenzie. So, for anybody who lives nearby, if they complain their windows have gone, I'm sorry, it's bad luck. Albert Mackenzie today is more important. Paul gave proper tribute to Lord West. And I'll say a word or two later when I introduce him to speak and unveil the memorial, but Lord West, you know that you're really the godfather of the project, and we hugely value your support. That of Lady West, who's taken an interest all the time and is here today, and we welcome again. And of Vice Admiral Sir Donald Gosling, who's here. And so we welcome you very much. You've been a huge supporter and a generous supporter, and we are honoured to have you here and honoured by your commitment. And it's thanks to Lord West that we're going to hear in a little while a letter, as I understand it, to be read by the Deputy Lord Lieutenant from Her Majesty. And there will be a letter of date also from the Prime Minister. I think we couldn't have raised this to a higher profile as an event for Bermondsey. If we haven't put Bermondsey on the map after today, then something is missing. I want to welcome the Governor of West Flanders. Sir, you've done us the honour of entertaining us when we came to see you in Bruges. You took us out into Zeebrugge, into the harbour, with your colleagues from the City Council and from the Zeebrugge Port Authority. We literally identified the rings on the harbour mole, and you very honourably said that you wanted to make a contribution. Now you've lived up to your offer, and the rings are here. I gather there was a slight technical issue because the mole is a listed monument in Belgium, and there might have had to be a bit of higher authority to authorise a bit of the listed monument to just come quietly across. I think there might have been some Bermondsey contribution to making sure the rings got off the mole and have ended up here. It's what you call diplomatic bags of a bit heavier than usual nature, but we're used to that in this part of the world. And to your colleague, the General Representative of the Government of Flanders, Nick, based in the UK, we thank you very much. The Flanders team have really done us proud. And the Governor is not just here because he's the Governor. He is probably the world's greatest, almost the world's greatest living expert on the Sabre Parade. It's his special subject. If they had masterminded Belgium, that would be what his special subject would be. Can I add my thanks to Kevin, our blacksmith. Kevin lives in the borough. His forge is in the borough. So this is really homemade stuff. And to Tim, who also, Tim, well, the architect, is based here. So this is a real Bermondsey product. The plinth is set on this colour slate to represent the colour of the Sea of Zeebrugge. This is not accidental. The plinth is as it is in order to represent the mole at Zeebrugge, with the rail as well. And the whole thing is meant to remind people that this is not just an individual who was wonderfully brave, but it was part of a huge military event on St. George's Day 1918. Transport for London, who own this bit of London, have served us very well. Peter Henley, the previous Commissioner, Mike Brown, the present Commissioner, and Michael Douglas in particular. I'm very grateful to Transport for London staff for delivering on time. And I assume on budget, but that's not my responsibility. We're very grateful for the London Borough of Southwark, for officers in the council. The leader of the council is here, and we welcome him and his deputy. We're very grateful, Peter and Ian, for your interest and your staff support, officer support, and for Councillor O'Brien's work with them. And they have delivered, and we're really appreciative of that. It'll make Southwark even more proud, I'm sure. The police have been obviously supportive of today. The commander sent his apologies. And I just want to mention three last people before I... And I want to mention the chairman of Millwall Football Club, John Berylson, who's here. John has... He comes from a family with very strong and significant military credentials in the US. And John, I know how much military valour matters to you and your family, and you've come over especially from the States to be with us. We really appreciate you personally, Andy, your chief executive, and the club, who honoured us in September by having a special event on the pitch to honour Albert McKenzie's memory and collect your money. And we can't say thank you too much for your presence and your participation and the club's support. Grange School are here. And we really are pleased you're here, because Albert McKenzie is probably the bravest person who ever went to your school. He went to what was then called Webb Street School. It's Grange School now. And we really are glad that you're here, because we want you to be inspired by his story. And there are teenager students here from the Harris Academy in Bermondsey too, and we welcome you. The young people of Bermondsey are the people we really want to hear the message from today. And I'd like us to give the pupils of Grange School Harris Academy a round of applause too for being here. And then the last introduction is to repeat the introduction to Colin McKenzie and his family. Colin, it's really important that you've been with us all the way along and supported us. Albert died before he had direct descendants. And therefore there are no direct descendants, but the fact the family have taken an interest and have been 100% supportive matters a lot. This is a real person from a real family from Bermondsey, and the family is still there. The family could not be more proud of their great-grandfather. I get confused a bit with relatives, but Colin will speak in a minute. So Paul, and Lieutenant, We could not be more proud today of the event. And what I'd like to do is ask people to pay attention to the facts of the story. But then I'd ask now Colin McKenzie himself to come and speak as a member of the McKenzie family about probably the bravest person they've ever had in their family too. Colin, please come.